I've asked the trails, I've asked the canyon, I've asked the dust for mercy where I'm standing.
And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this weekend at the East Bank Theater in Bossier City, the River City Repertory Theater presents The Bohemian Cowboy, a one-man play written by and starring Raymond King Schertz. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios is Raymond Schertz, along with Kurt Brungart, who is the director of the play. And gentlemen, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us in.
So let's, currently you're working in the Metro Phoenix area, correct, in the theater program?
This winter I've been in, I've been living in a little farmhouse in southern Utah.
Oh, okay. So you're
Boulder, Utah.
Okay, yeah. So you're up at the Boulder Festival up there?
I actually produce and hire the talent for the Boulder Heritage Festival in that particular town, which is a three-day music festival.
Now, what's your affiliation then in Phoenix?
I just spent a lot of time in Phoenix. My grandfather was a cattle rancher, and when he sold out his ranch, he bought racehorses. So we moved down to Phoenix. He raced his horses out at Turf Paradise, and that's sort of how I got there. He needed a drier climate, so I have a long affiliation with Phoenix.
And you've worked with the Metro Arts Institute there in Phoenix
for quite
a while. Yeah.
For 10 years, I taught at Metro Arts. I taught theater and I taught film.
Were you also producing plays there and working?
And
How many plays did you actually produce while you were there?
Well, I had another theater company called Playwrights Workshop Theater before that, where upwards of 100 plays.
Okay.
And they were all new plays.
So all new material.
Yeah, we focused on the playwright and new plays, yeah.
And so now you're working with the Boulder Heritage Festival. And can you tell us a little bit about what that festival is?
Yeah, it's a three-day festival that focuses on the history of Boulder, Utah, which is unique in that it was the last place in the United States that carried their mail by mule train. Very remote place. Last place that was mapped in the United States.
Oh, really?
way back in the sandstone canyons of Utah. And that's where my family, my great-grandfather came in there in 1879 and was a cattle rancher there. And then his son.
So where is that located in relation to like Salt Lake City? And
it's about 5 hours southeast of Salt Lake.
Okay, so I was thinking more on the just on the edge of the
right on the edge of wilderness.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, that's beautiful.
We have. I've seen cougars in the backyard.
Okay. So, it's nice to have a pet cougar.
Yeah.
Well, how did you, come from Phoenix to be affiliated with the River City Repertory? I know Patrick has connections all over the country, Patrick McWilliams. But how did you decide to hook up with them and work with them?
I have a friend named David Barker who was out here, and he did a one-man show for Patrick called Dodging Bullets. His name is David Barker. He works at ASU, and he came out and did a one-person show. And Kurt and I originally produced the show in Los Angeles, and so he suggested Patrick get a hold of me because he'd seen my work, and we appreciate each other's work, and he had a great time. He loved coming out here. He had a great experience doing the show, and so I thought, wow, I'd like to come out. I've never been to Louisiana.
Okay.
And Kurt and I, we've worked together for 20 years. He directs a lot of my work, and without him, I probably wouldn't have a lot of my work. So, and he came from New York for this so that we could load it in.
So now let's get to the work at hand then. Can you tell me a little bit about, one, where the genesis of this play comes from? I know it's autobiographical and a lot of details.
Well, in 2005, my father vanished into the desert. He was a honky-tonk singer and a cowboy and a carpenter and a very poetic man, but he was starting to get Alzheimer's disease. And we don't know still because we've never found his body.
Mm-hmm.
He drove his truck 6 miles into the Nevada desert, and he just vanished. And that was it. I mean, he was gone. And I had a really close relationship with him. We sang together. He taught me a lot about singing and listening to that music all my life. And so I wanted to kind of do a tribute and tell the story of his life, because it was a very interesting life.
I was reading some online reviews from around the country, and one of them stated that in this play you present your mother as a poet, but your father as poetic.
Yes.
Can you kind of define the difference between the poet and the poetic?
Well, my mother is a writer, and although she's not specifically a poet, she's written poetry. But my father is just one of those guys that the way he lived his life was poetic, and he wouldn't have never ever said that. He wouldn't have known that it was a poetic life. Yeah. It's just the way that he lived his life. Slept in a sleeping bag for, the last years of his life. Sang with me in, honky-tonks and taverns and, campfires and ranches, and had a little trailer set up on a horse ranch there in Boulder, Utah. I mean, just a lot of things. Poetic life, and kind of sad. Yeah. And tragic in a lot of ways as well.
So in a lot of ways, what the poet might observe and write about, your father lived and didn't think about.
Exactly. I thought his life was extremely poetic and wanted to write about that. And I think to get over the shock of not being able to find him. Because when he had Alzheimer's and he started disappearing, I was always able to find him. But this one last time, I couldn't find him, and it drove me a little mad, quite honestly.
How have you laid this play out? Because you're telling the tale not only of your father's disappearance, but also of your relationship between your father, sort of the timeless, father-son relationship kind of thing.
With that, it's kind of like, I think it's at the deeper levels, right? Like, when we first started working on the play, we even talked about, Hamlet makes an appearance in the play, but all the way back to Odysseus and Telemachus. That was the first story of Western civilization, was kind of about a missing father and son. And also the deeper psychological elements, that when the parent or the father's not always there, he's often disappearing at the important times. And then there's this sort of ultimate disappearing at the end. So it's sort of this timeless story about the deeper psychological relationships between father and son.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a traditional, just straight storytelling. It's pretty hardcore theater, I like to say. It's a driving kind of a theater story.
In the telling of this story, you make a few kind of like poetic leaps yourself. There's some mythical characters. Can you tell us how these mythical characters not only play into the story, but relate to what you're trying to say about your relationship with your father?
Oh, sure. For example, Jesus makes an appearance. The way that I saw him was a little bit different than maybe some folks see him, but he comes and I ask for his help, and the best he can do is have a campfire discussion with my father over a fire way out in the desert. So he's more of a mythical character in the play. The year that my father vanished, I saw three productions of Hamlet, and even though I know the play and love the play, I didn't expect to have such a connection to it. When in that play, right in the beginning of the play, his father comes to him in a ghost and wants him to avenge his murder. And it was just so strange seeing three of those in the same year and then having an anxiety attack when I would hear the ghost of that father. So I put Hamlet in the play. He goes to Las Vegas with me. He's a great poker player. We talk, not much, but it's a little bit. We talk about our fathers. Find out his father was gone a lot, too. So there's a lot of poetic license, as you were, and playwriting. I've been a playwright for a long time, mining those kinds of things for a long time.
And so in a way, although you never did find your father or find out what happened to him, mm-hmm. but writing this play kind of helps bring some closure to the whole part of your life.
Oh, it does. And without revealing too much, I eventually find out what happens to him in the play, not necessarily in life.
In life, okay. Yeah. Now, music is a part of this, and your father was the honky-tonk singer-songwriter, traveled around, and apparently he helped you pick up a guitar at some point in time.
He did.
Tell us about some of the music that you're going to be playing in this show.
Well, most of the music is original. I wrote myself. The Last of the Old Time Cowboys. There's a song called Ophelia that I wrote about Hamlet and Ophelia. There's the song that I sang earlier, Bones. Part of that is the idea of, even though, it seems so shocking that my father is lost in the desert in the West, in Western culture. You know, there's so many bones out there in the desert of people that, you know, that died crossing the desert. And so he wasn't the first one. It just seems shocking that now in, you know, our modern times that we couldn't find him. So, and there's a little Merle Haggard. There's a little, you know, stuff that he liked. And Hank Williams, my father knew every Hank Williams song ever written. So I grew up on Hank Williams. I grew up on hearing that music. He could do Hank Williams better than Hank Williams. And he was a wonderful singer. So there's a little Hank Williams in there.
Now, as a one-man play, you'll be taking on all of the characters, all of the mythical characters, as well as yourself and your father in the play. So, as a director, how do you help him make these transitions from one character to the other, so the audience can follow along with these transformative, you know, positions?
Well, one thing I think the one-man show is a rich theatrical tradition, right? And so it's this opportunity at some of the deepest storytelling that theater offers. And so combined with that, there's a lot of things you do to help the actor. One is this particular piece is what we could call memoir or documentary theater. We have a lot of photos that are true archive photos of Raymond, his family, his father, the desert, where he disappeared, etc. There's that element. There's a sound design, much like a movie, that is constant nearly from beginning to end to sort of help atmosphere and mood. And then, of course, the challenge of the actor is that he's playing all these different characters. And so we talk a lot about his body. You know, there's Raymond's body, which is his natural body, sort of his divine neutral, we might say, that he comes back to as a base. And then we'll look for a physical adjustment for the Jesus character when he's, you know, the voice of his father. All the different characters will look for a physical adjustment that delineates Raymond's body from the character's body. And so, you know, it's a real challenge. And also on the stage, you know, we have different areas, and each area is sort of an acting area that, for instance, one area will decide this is symbolically the desert. Mm-hmm. And so to try to have that area sort of endow it with a spirit that when he knows it, it's the audience doesn't know it, but when he goes to that space, you know, he kind of picks up that energy and he knows where he is, and that's the actor being rooted in the given circumstances of the play. There's a line I always liked from this woman, Anne Bogart, that she said you have to have a stronger body for fiction than for reality. Mm-hmm. And so his body has to be so strong that he can shift, right, between these characters and know the body of each character and then know his own body. So it's you know, it can be a sort of a madness for the actor, but it's amazing to watch Raymond pull this off.
Somewhat mentally demanding, I presume,
yeah.
As you focus on each transition while trying to carry line forward and the truth of the line forward.
Oh, sure. And when you get started, when you get prepared backstage and you get on stage, there's a sort of a spirit that takes over. So the transitions are not so hard. You just go into them. And, of course, it gets in your body. And, gosh, I've been studying these kind of characters for all of my life since I was a little boy. You know, these old rough, gruff cowboys and
the so-called salt of the earth.
Sure.
The folks that, you know, we describe as the salt of the earth, which are usually the a little crustier, not necessarily as refined, but they're true to themselves.
Yeah, and I think even all the subcultures of that, like those racehorse guys, you know, that subculture, you know, that's a whole nother genre of cowboy subculture that's really pretty salty, you know. So my grandfather and, you know, and my father, he was a cattle rancher most of his life, but he was also an astute racehorse man, knew racehorses, loved horses, but also pretty broken up near the end of his life, too.
Now, you have a song about Ophelia and Hamlet. Would you like to go ahead and close out this interview with that?
Ophelia walked down by the trees, flowers in hand, rosary beads. The moon caped her shadow, the air it was filled, madness and voices and black and white stills. As she walked down the hill, Ophelia, that's not the way to his heart. He might be crazy, but you knew that from the start. Ophelia, that river will tear you apart. God only knows.
knows how low one can go. God only knows how cold a spring wind can blow.
That was Raymond King Schertz with one of the songs that he'll be presenting in this play called Bohemian Cowboy. He joined me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios along with Kurt Brungardt, who is the director of this one-man play. Again, the play is Bohemian Cowboy, and it's being presented by the River City Repertory Theater. The showtimes are Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 3:30 p.m., and they'll take place at the East Bank Theater in Bossier City. For more information, you can visit River City Repertory Theater online, or you can call them at 318-868-5888. That's 318-868-5888. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Oh, there ain't no money in poetry. That's what sets a poet free. And I've had all the freedom I can stand. And cold dog soup and rainbow pie, all it takes to get me by. Fool my belly till the day I die. Cold dog soup and rainbow pie. Ain't no money in poetry. That's what sets the poet free. And I've had all the freedom I can stand. Cold dog soup and rainbow pie. All it takes to get me by. Fool my belly till the day I die. Cold dog soup and rainbow pie.